Well, for two reasons. First, agriculture is already being affected by climate change because of greater spells of drought, floods, more regular rainfall, and that all affects directly agriculture production. But at the same time, and that's the second reason, agriculture is also a major generator of greenhouse gas emissions. It contributes about 20%, one-fifth of all greenhouse gas emissions in the world.
So what needs to be done differently?
The climate is changing, so agriculture too. So business as usual is not an option. The production methods in agriculture are generating a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. We have soil degradation that loses the capacity of soils to absorb CO2 and act as a sink for the greenhouse gas emissions. Deforestation for agriculture use is an issue. So the things that need to happen is basically along two lines of things that can be done jointly. One is what we call adaptation, so particularly smallholder farmers most affected by climate change, particularly in developing countries. They would have to adopt practices that are more resource efficient and also more resilient against climate change. And the other thing that needs to be done is to repair the capacity of the Earth to absorb CO2 emissions, particularly reforestation, more sustainable use of forest, and regeneration of the quality of soils, which is one of the major elements that can capture CO2. Doing these two things together, that's where we see that both adaptation and mitigation through agriculture can make major contributions to both reduce the effects, the adverse impacts, and contribute to mitigating climate change.
But right now, it's the poorest farmers across the world who are suffering most. Their yields are going down, incomes are going down. They're falling into a poverty trap.
Yeah, we actually estimate this, that if we don't stop climate change or we don't help farmers to adapt, between 40 and 120 million more people will become food insecure by 2030. What needs to be done is to help them adapt to climate change. And typically, the kinds of technologies which I mentioned are there. They're actually more productive and they're more sustainable. But a lot of small farmers have difficulties in adopting these new technologies because they don't have access to credits. It's costly in the beginning. They may not have access to markets. So what's the point of producing more if you cannot market it?
And which regions are most badly hit?
Particularly tropical regions. Actually, in the short run, agriculture may even benefit from climate change because of warmer temperature. But that's mostly the higher latitudes. But in the tropical zones that are already being affected, and they will be most affected also moving forward. And all of that will become more intense moving forward. Actually, all of agriculture will be affected beyond 2030 in a very negative way.
The international community will be meeting in Marrakesh to discuss how to move climate action forward. What will FAO be telling that meeting?
More than 90% of all countries that presented for the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, their what's called nationally determined contributions, they already mentioned climate change, and most of them also mentioned adaptation as well as mitigation efforts. So what needs to happen in Marrakesh is to convert these pledges into action. So what we'll be doing is to convey to them as FAO how to align their agricultural policies better to adapt to the consequences of climate change, how to introduce the sustainable practices, how to come to more sustainable forms of forestry management, and so on. So we'll put that in a package which would also suggest how that can be aligned with calls for more funding, particularly climate finance, because agriculture sector now receive only a very small fraction of the available sources for climate finance. But it's not just the amounts of money that are important, but also to line it with broader policies. We see now a lot of agriculture policies basically focused on improving productivity, stimulating production, but not more sustainable forms of production.